Okay, for the record, my name is Ralph Cuevas, and this oral history is being conducted for the Mi Familia, Mi Comunidad project. Today's date is October 15th, 2016, and the location is the John E. Connor Museum in Kingsville, Texas. This event is a collaboration of the Connor Museum and the South Texas Archives made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The purpose of this project is to obtain the oral histories of South Texas residents in an attempt to document, collect, and preserve the rich heritage of Hispanics living in South Texas. For the record, please state your first name, last name, your age, date of birth, and current street address.
My name is Rosario Camacho Gonzalez. My date of birth is September the 2nd, 1955. My address is 231 West Santa Gertrudis, Kingsville, Texas. I've lived here all my life.
And your age?
My age is 61.
61. Okay, and how long have you lived here, in particular in Kingsville, your whole life?
All my life.
All my life, okay. And I understand that there's a particular memory that you have concerning your elementary school.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
My brothers and I went to Flato School. Flato School is just a block away from our house. And two memories I have of is my fourth grade teacher, Ms. Ruth McClanahan. She was a lovely lady, and at the time I was having difficulty learning how to read, and she taught me how to read using Dr. Seuss's books.
Oh yeah, Dr. Seuss books?
Yes, because everything rhymed, and I was in the fourth grade then, and I remember her, she's passed away already, but I remember all her stories she used to tell us and everything. She was just a lovely lady that I really enjoyed having.
You've been really kind and compassionate to be a teacher and, you know, going that extra mile to help you learn how to read.
Yes.
And so is there a particular Dr. Seuss book that you remember?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham. Yes, I remember that one too. What year are we talking about?
Between 1960, 64 to 1969 and that.
64 and that.
Yeah.
So you went to elementary school there at Flato?
Yeah, from first to sixth grade.
First to sixth grade.
Yes. Wow. And we felt so grown up because we were able to walk to school by ourselves.
Oh. Yeah. And what was the neighborhood like back then?
It was a lot of children in the area, so we all would walk to school, and we would come home for lunch, and then we would go back around 1 o'clock. And right across the street from Flato School was a little general store called Mr. Phillips. And they would give us money to go get candy. And once we bought our candy, we went onto the grounds of Flato School. Once we got onto the grounds of Flato School, we were not allowed to leave.
Not allowed to leave until bell rang.
Until the bell rang. So you better go get your candy before
you get your candy before.
Before you got onto the grounds.
Do you remember this particular teacher, was she from Kingsville or was she from somewhere else?
As far as I know, she was from Kingsville. Now, I know she had family that lived up near Austin in that area, but as far as I know, she was from Kingsville.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one sister that was stillborn, and then 7 years later, I had my identical twin brothers, and then 7 years later I was born.
Okay, so and what was your general day-to-day routine growing up in the fourth grade in Kingsville? What kind of things did you do?
In the classroom or?
No, I mean like after school.
My grandmother, my parents always had to work, so my grandmother lived with us, so she was there for us when we got home from school, and then my mom and dad would come home from work and make supper, and I would sit and watch TV and do homework at the same time. And if there was a, because that back then, after the 10:30 news, there was always a show, and I would ask permission to see if I could stay up and watch it, and my dad would say yes, as long as it was something that I could watch. But the rule was that if I was going to stay up and watch it, I was going to still get up early in the morning and get ready for school.
Get ready for school.
Because if I didn't get up early in the morning when they told me to, I wasn't going to stay up anymore. And I always got up because I liked watching the show,
the late movies.
The late movies, as long as it was something I could watch. And my sometimes my mom would stay up late and watch it with me too.
Yeah. Wow. Now, was there a particular subject that you liked when you were going to school? What was your favorite subject?
Science.
Science? You liked science?
I love science. And I loved history.
I loved history.
Yes.
Okay. Now, after leaving Flagle Elementary School, what school did you go to?
Memorial Junior High, which was before then, it was the old high school.
Oh, okay.
You know, H.M. King High School.
Okay.
By then, they had already turned it into a Memorial Junior High. We were the Memorial Mavericks.
Memorial Mavericks.
And our biggest rival were the Gillette Bobcats.
Oh, the old school rivalries, yeah.
Yes.
So you were looking really forward to going, or were you kind of nervous by going?
I was kind of nervous about going to Memorial, but at the same time, my brothers told me, look, just do what they tell you to do, and don't worry about anything else. Do what the teachers tell you to do, and don't worry about anything else.
And then after junior high, did you go on to?
I went on to H.M. King High, and I graduated in 1974.
Well, you also have some information, history about your dad's military service.
My parents were married in October 10th, 1942, and not long after that, my father was sent off overseas. First, he was sent to Fort McCoy. In Wisconsin, and from there he was sent off overseas.
And this was during World War II?
It was World War II. He was a sergeant in the Army, and he fought in Germany and France, and he was a part of the D-Day.
The D-Day landings?
Yes, he was a part of that.
Wow. Do you remember what outfit, what unit he was with?
I forgot the... I have all that information at home, but I forgot it. But
he was an infantryman in the U.S. Army.
He was a tech for... Technical?
Technical, yes, technical.
Yeah, he was a Tech 4, that much I remember. He didn't like talking about the war very much afterwards because his friends were shot and killed, and he saw all of that.
He saw a lot of carnage.
Actually, he saw a lot of that, yeah.
Yes.
But what he would tell is he would tell us stories about how he would carry chocolates in his backpack and give it to the kids. Because my father could never see a child go hungry. So as they were walking through France and the children were running around barefoot, and he would take out chocolates and give it to them. And he said that they had to dig trenches to stay away from the German army, and they would have to boil the chicken or whatever they could catch. So he came home not liking chicken. My father did not like chicken at all. When my mother made chicken and rice, she would have to cut up the chicken real good and hide it in there somehow.
In order to like it. Yeah, that's common amongst a lot of veterans that they, you know, undergo a hardship, and so they now have this thing against spam. And a lot of veterans like spam because they eat so much of it. So yeah,
yes.
I've heard that before. Was he ever wounded? Did he ever receive any injuries?
Not that I know of. I know he came back very nervous about the war, so my mom said it took him a while to get over it, to get over the what he saw over there.
Did he, as he grew older, was he more able to release more information?
Yes, he was. There was times that, yeah, eventually.
That he would talk about?
He would talk more and more and more.
Do you remember anything in particular that he may have said about his experiences?
Well, he said he didn't really like General Patton that much because he said General Patton did not have good strategies.
Oh, okay.
That's what he would tell us. That he didn't like General Patton because he feels like if General Patton would have strategized a little bit more, things would have been a little bit more different.
Okay, interesting. That's interesting. You said he and your mom were married in 1942?
Yes.
What is your mom's name?
Guadalupe Rodriguez Camacho.
And your father's name?
Eliseo Longoria Camacho.
Okay. All right. Now, did your father, did he know about the American Jedi Forum?
He knew about Dr. Garcia and everything, but my father was a very quiet man. very patient, very quiet man, you know. He loved his Cowboys, his Dallas Cowboys. And he was a very patient man, and we could scream and yell and everything throughout the house, but as soon as his Dallas Cowboys came on, quiet. And he would tell us, come here, sit down and watch this.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, so you went to H.M. King High School, right?
Yes.
Who was the big rival for H.M. King High School back in your school days? Would you say was their main rival?
I want to say, I don't know. I know that they used to play against Robstown, or that much I remember. I'm not sure if they were in that when they did, where they would play against Cal Allen. I'm not sure if they played against Cal Allen back then. Now that they did all the configuration and everything.
Yeah. And what was, did you go to any football games? Was that kind of
yeah. thing? Yeah. We went to the football games.
What did you guys go hang out afterwards?
My parents were very strict. See, and my dad would pick up two of my friends, and he would go leave us, and then afterwards my parents would go and pick us up and take us to go eat hamburgers. My mom didn't like for me to be
hanging out. Where did you guys normally go for the hamburgers?
It's no longer there anymore, but McDonald's is there now. The drive-in, it was called GMC or MJ's or something like that. All I remember is the waitresses on roller skates. They were roller skates to the car and then roller skate back. But McDonald's is now there.
Was it a pretty popular?
It was a pretty popular hangout. Yes.
And so that would have been right there on 14th Street.
Right there on 14th Street where McDonald's is. It was right there.
Oh, how about that? That's interesting. Let's see. Is there anything else that you want to add? That you want to talk about?
At the time that I was at Flato School, mm-hmm. I was in the sixth grade, and even though I didn't know him back then, my husband was in the first grade.
Okay.
And I was safety patrol, and they used to call him Junior. His name is Valentin Lomas Gonzalez III, but they used to call him Junior at Flato. And they would go around saying, Junior, get off of there. Junior, get off. And that's all I would hear during recess. And I thought to myself, who is that child? Little did I know I was going to run into him years later, and wind up marrying him.
Your husband, how about how things like that occur, right?
Yes, he passed away already in 2013. He used to work for the University Police Department.
Okay, well, how about that is interesting. That's great. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed for this Common Heritage Grant Project. The South Texas Archives and the John E. Connor Museum very much appreciate your participation in our efforts to collect these treasured histories. This concludes your interview.